Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Rabbi Daniel Landes discusses Parshat Shalach. Rabbi Daniel Landes is the Rosh HaYeshiva and the director of the Pardes Institute. And now, Rabbi Daniel Landes.
Thank you, Larry. This week's Parsha, Shalach Lecha Anashim, sent forth men, V'yaturu et ha'eretz Kanan, and they shall explore, they shall delve, they shall go through the land of Canaan, Asher Nidotein Livnei Yisrael, that I give to the children of Israel. Ish achad l'matei avotav, tishlachu kol nasivahem. One man for each tribe of his fathers. I send them forth, or you should send them forth. Kol nasivahem, each one shall be a prince. So we're all princes, or all the princes are sent. And that's the beginning of the parasha. At the end of the parasha, is very and we know the whole narrative. We understand the difficulties that they discover there. And it turns out to be an incredibly difficult moment for Moshe when they come back. And when 10 of the 12 says, we'll never be able to conquer the land. Let me go, however, to the final part of the parasha. Vayomer shema Moshe le'mor daber b'nei Yisrael v'mar t'lehem v'sulam tzitzit. And God said to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, make a tzitzit, make a tassel, al kanfevi dehem, on the corners of your garments, l'dorotam, for the generations. V'nenu al tzitzit ha'kanof b'tzol techeles, and on that tassel, on this tzitzit, on that corner should be a thread of blue. V'yolchem v'tzitzit v'ritam b'alto, and they should be for you, these tzitzit, these tassels, that you shall see them, Uzchartem al kol mitzvot Hashem, and you remember all the mitzvot of God. Vasitam otam, you shall do these mitzvot, these commandments. Velo toturu, the word comes again, and do not follow, do not explore out, or do not stray, is the general definition. Achrei olvavachem v'achrei nechem, after your heart or after your eyes. Asheretam zonim achreim, that you follow falsely, or that you actually adulterize, that you kind of like idly go in the wrong direction. Zonim is the term for adultery. So that you shall remember and do all of my commandments. Vitam kadoshim elokechem, you should be holy to your God. I am your Lord God who has taken out the land of Egypt, so that I shall be your God. Ani Hashem Elokechem, I am your God. And that's the end of the parsha. Liturgically, this is the third paragraph of the Shema, and we always add the word emet, because it's the beginning of the next paragraph, the liturgical paragraph. It becomes, I am Hashem your God, or I'm Hashem your true God, in the liturgical formulation. This mitzvah tzitzit is a daily mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that was always understood to be upon men because it's a mitzvah shezman garma. It's a mitzvah which is dedicated towards time, or is orientated towards time, in which women are exempt and men are bidden. There's two types of observance of this mitzvah. The mitzvah, the one thing that is true here, is that it's a mitzvah that's on a four-cornered garment. You put these tassels, these doubling of threads on a four-cornered garment, and by putting on the four-cornered garment, you observe it. But we no longer wear four-cornered garments. And so the mitzvah could be lost. So the mitzvah, in a sense, became divided into two. We have the talit, which just means garment, but we have which has become manifest in terms of our understanding, talit, or in Yiddish, talis, as the ritual garment that is worn during prayer, daily prayer services in the morning, or on Shabbat, and also the Musaf service, or for those leading the service, they often put on the talit, even for the Mincha service, or even for the Ma'ariv service, for the evening service. And this beged kavod, this garment of glory or of honor, a distinctive garment, is also a beged shel mitzvah. It's also a garment of doing the mitzvah or accompanies the mitzvah. For a bris, we put on a talis as well, a talit as well. has the four corners, and in the past 50 years, many women have started to do that, especially in liberal congregations, liberal denominations, but not exclusively. And that's one form. The other form is the Talit Katan. The Talit Katan, which I think still is exclusively men, and probably exclusively those who are already fully observant. The Talit Katan, the small Talit, is the poncho-like garment that's worn under the shirt, over a T-shirt, or whatever, not against the skin itself, and is present on a daily basis, supposed to be worn all day. In fact, it goes into the night. And unless you change your garments, in other words, you dress for dinner, for example, or going out for a show, or whatever the evening is that you do not take off your Talit Katan. And many people wear the Talit Katan, I do, at night as well, although not to sleep. There are pietists who wear it even to bed. But it's really a mitzvah for the day, and one, when they change their garment at night, can actually not need to wear it. It's not obligated, because it says, you shall see them, meaning at the time of seeing them, which is the daily time. With the Talit Katan, which is a daily memorial, it's a daily dedication to mitzvot, that's what makes the Talit Katan even that much more meaningful than the Talit Gadol, the great Talit, or the Begad Kavod, or the garment of honor, because that's always in a ritual way. But the Talit Katan you wear when you're a doctor, lawyer, accountant, father, or if, in any situation, you're wearing that and reminds you of the mitzvah of that moment. That's why many people wear the individual tassels, the tzitzit, tzitzis out, which means that the strings are out somewhere around their belt, so it's not flowing in the wind. Others have it flow in the wind, and they're long, and they are present, and they're there as this memory and as this reminder. According to the Torah, it's the equivalent of tying a string around your finger. It's there to remind you. For those who wear them under their shirt, tucked into their pants, and not outside, I assure you, as a person who does that, you know that you're wearing the tzitzit. They're present, they're a part of you, and you have the equivalent of seeing them during the time of seeing them, which is during the day. The tzitzit, numerically, you put the word together, tzitzit means the tassel, comes to the words six, comes to the numerical value of 600, and after the very fact that it's a numerical value of 600, there are 8 strings, 5 knots, and you get your 613. And that reminds you of the number of the mitzvot. The tzitzit are there in this personal liturgical way, I was to say during the Talit Gadol, or in the way wearing the Talit Katan of how you go upon your daily basis. I'm not sure if it's a man's mitzvah exclusively anymore. That's up to individuals to decide. But men who are often very unconscious of their body need this type of remembering. Remembering the fact that their body needs to be dedicated towards God and everything that they do. And that, I think, is also part of this kind of narrative halachic conjunction that we have here. The parasha again starts, as we said, with sending out men to explore, sending out people to delve into, to find out what the country is. They viaturu at Eretz Canaan. Let them go forth and let them explore. Let them discover this land of Canaan. And when we have there in the end, we see what damage that they did in their false exploration, 10 of the 12, two did just fine. When we see how poorly they done, I think this is one of the reasons for this mitzvah in terms of this narrative notion that when we're on our journeys, when we're on our own personal journeys, we're out exploring job opportunities, how to get the job done, how to live our lives, which remember, v'lo taturu achrei ovavechem v'achrei nechem. Don't explore in such a way that you're following only your passion of the moment or after your superficial viewing of a situation. Because if you go just with your passion or with superficiality, you'll be straying away. Your eyes won't be on the ball. Your eyes won't be on the target. Your eyes will take you and your heart will take you to places that you really should not be going. And the tzitzis there is a personal, the tzitzit, which is another term, or tzitzis, is a term in general of wearing this four-cornered garment, this talit katan, the arba kanfot, the four-cornered garment that you wear that has the tzitzis, that preserves this mitzvah, is there to say to you, you don't need to stray away. This is the string that's upon the finger. L'man tizku, you will remember, and you will do the mitzvahs, and you can become holy. And therefore, the halacha comes to give us the halacha itself is part of the narrative, or the narrative leads to the halacha of how can we live our life to go forth boldly and bravely, but not recklessly and not without responsibility. Thank you very much. Look forward to learning and being with you and reflecting on the parasha in the future.
Thank you, Rabbi Landes. Your comments on the podcast are always appreciated, so please send an email to podcasts@pardesusa.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.